Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Voice of Truth is very pleased to bring you another installment of A Creation Seminar by Steve Grohman. Previously on the program, we've already played a portion of this series. Steve presents his seminar live hundreds of times each year in churches, public schools, private schools, and at a variety of other special functions. And via radio and television interviews, his voice has been heard internationally addressing this crucial topic. You can visit Steve's website at www.creationseminar.net. Again, that's www.creationseminar.net. We encourage pastors, teachers, school principals, school superintendents, and any others interested in helping children learn the truth about creation and helping people to uncover the lies and deception of the religious movement known as evolution to email Steve at creation@creationseminar.net. Again, that email address is creation@creationseminar.net. What you're about to hear was recorded live in a church setting. The voice is that of Steve Grohman. He's spent the last 14-plus years on the road full-time, traveling with his wife Dana, and now with their son Paul as well, teaching about the crucial topic of creation versus evolution. As mentioned, this is a continuation of a prior portion of the series, so we'll be picking up with Steve in mid-sentence, so to speak, but you'll quickly catch on to what is being said. Let's roll the tape.
But nevertheless, hey, you're in the water, and on the state property now, state of Texas, on the state property, you're walking up out of the water, out of the riverbank out here. Now here's where you drive and park your car, and they don't know what to do with these signs, so all they can do is poke fun and tease and make fun and such, and they have a little picture here, and it's a dinosaur with human booties, and it says this should slow them down a bit, you know. Absolutely incredible when you stop and consider, but nevertheless. Here's Dana up against the cat track. They found cat tracks and bear tracks and camel tracks and all sorts of tracks and animals together. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Folks, everything was made at the same time. The evidence is on our side, not the other way around, as a matter of fact. And people say, but I've looked for dinosaur. The word dinosaur is not in the Bible, therefore they never existed, I suppose. Well, wait a minute. Just because the word dinosaur is not in the Bible, does that mean that dinosaurs never existed? That's ridiculous. I mean, now think about it. You cannot find, you can't find a parrot in there. You can't find cat, kangaroo, or hamster in there either. But that doesn't mean we don't have them. That just means those words are not in there. That's all. It has nothing to do with anything. And even if we didn't have any of that, we've got more. Look at this. There are cave art, drawings and such, literally all over the world, even in this country, of dinosaur type of creatures. They're all over the place. In fact, at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, there are Edmontosaurus dinosaurs. There are, in a cave in Brazil, there's an Ankylosaurus dinosaur. All sorts of, just about every culture, every country, every nationality, somewhere has dinosaur something in their history. Everywhere they've got this stuff, whether it's some kind of jewelry or pottery or burial stones or whatever. Even in this country, out in Utah, even in this country, there are these cave art drawings, you know. I'm going to draw this out. Hopefully everybody will be able to see this. But here's a guy standing right here. You can see his head. There's his shoulder line and his body right there. There's a guy standing right there. And right over here is a long-necked dinosaur. You can see the head, the neck, and the body. A long-necked dinosaur and man in cave art together. Folks, even in this country, this stuff is found. Here it is, just sort of amplified. That's exactly what it looks like right there. But nevertheless, man and dinosaur in cave art, even in this country. All over the place, up in Lake Superior, these reptilian-looking creatures right here, you know? They're found everywhere. Bishop Bell's tomb, this is a 15th century tomb right here. And it's got this rather ornate carving and etching all around it. But as you look real close, you'll notice that these are dinosaurs, as a matter of fact, all throughout this tomb, in this etching of the ornate, they're everywhere. How about this Roman mosaic in the year 200 shows two long-necked dinosaurs kissing here. I mean, these things are incredible. In the year 200, now think about this. If dinosaurs died 65 million years ago, like they want to claim, well then how can there be If they died 65 million years ago and man doesn't know anything about them until the late 1800s, middle 1800s time frame or whatever, how could they know what they look like in between to have made these kind of drawings and etchings and Roman mosaics and different carvings and all that? Folks, the fact, the evidence shows, we got the facts on our side, that man and dinosaur have always known about each other. The Scandinavians used dragon heads on the front of their ships. Why did they do that? You know, to maybe say I'm the boss around here. But everybody's got this stuff. Dinosaurs in every culture, every nationality, everywhere. Anyway, check this out. One last issue here. It's been in the Bible all along, but it's like we don't see it. But the Bible says in Genesis 1, verse 29, And God said, Behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, for food. Up here God makes Adam and Eve, and then he comes down and he says, Okay, guys, eat plants. Folks, do you know that we were created to be vegetarians? We were created to be vegetarian. And not only us, notice the next verse. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Everything was created to be vegetarian. Folks, now that makes perfect sense to me. Now hang tough with me. Let's think this through for just a second. That makes perfect sense. You know, today, mama has baby. It doesn't matter what it is. Mama has baby. Mama knows how to feed baby. Baby knows how to be fed by mama. That's understood, right? But now, let's go back in the original creation for just a moment. And let's suppose, and God said, here you are. You're the first Mr. T. You just showed up. You've got no mama. Now, this was a mature creation. People want to know, where did the light come from? And God said, let there be light. I mean, people want to know which came first, the chicken or the egg. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl. It's very simple, right? And then everything was created to reproduce after his kind. The first command. Everything, once the animals here, this was a mature creation. These animals were old enough to produce offspring. That was the whole thing. The plants, you could eat all that stuff. Don't eat that one over there. The plants had fruits hanging on them. The trees had fruits hanging on them. It wasn't a little seed that had to come up. It was a mature creation. And God said, Mr. T shows up, pow. And he's looking around, he says, whoa, where am I? He says, whoa, what am I? And he's looking around, he says, whoa, this is quite exciting here, you know. And he's on this earth for a whopping 15 minutes. And all of a sudden he realizes, his belly's growling, you know, and he's thinking, huh, he's got no mama. He's never eaten before. He's 10 minutes old, 15 minutes old. And he says, you know, if I put something in here, chew it up, swallow it, it'll go down in here and it'll fill that spot. I'm hungry. I need to eat. He looks around. He says, what can I eat? And he sees a little lambsy pie walking by. Fuzzy old thing. Poof. Wow, look at that dust fly. You know? And he says, oh, come on, Mrs. T, you got to get one of those things. Those little white fuzz balls, those are really, really good. Yeah. I mean, now wait just a second. And the lion's watching this thing. And the lion says, well, now, wait a minute. I'm a little hungry, too. What can I have to eat? And the lion sees this funny-looking horse-looking thing wearing pajamas, a zebra, and he runs after it. That's good eating. Come on, Mrs. Lion, you got to get one of these things. Those guys are really, really good right there. Well, now, let me ask you a question. Let's look at the next verse, and let's think this thing through, and let me ask you something about this. Look at the very next verse. The very next verse, I didn't shoot this with this in mind, so it's off the screen, but you know it anyway, and I've read it once. But the very next verse says, And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Folks, let me ask you a question. Would it be very good, very much past about 6 or 8 minutes, if it wasn't a vegetarian creation? Do you realize death and bloodshed and meat eating and such would have immediately started because things are going to get hungry real quick? Do you realize at the end of the creation chapter, this thing is still very good and God made it to be a vegetarian creation? It was not the way it is today. This is very, very important. And people say, but I can't believe that. I mean, look at the teeth on this thing. That is a carnivorous animal, a canine tooth animal. You cannot tell for sure what something eats by its teeth. That happens to be the mouth of a panda bear. Eats bamboo and eucalyptus, and by and large a vegetarian. There are some fierce-looking animals that have some fierce-looking teeth and jaws and all that kind of thing that are vegetarians by and large. Look at this thing. We're out of Tucson, and this javelina display here, a little interactive javelina display. I mean, these things are fierce-looking creatures, no question. They're in their mouth anyway, their jaws and their teeth and everything. But they eat cactus, needles and all, and roots, and they bust stuff up and dig with that stuff. You cannot tell what something eats by the shape of its teeth. You can't tell. The velociraptor in the original creation was a vegetarian creature. It was not a meat eater and not a fierce thing the way that they want us to believe it was. It wasn't that way. You know, in fact, look at this thing. This is pretty rather interesting. You go to the zoos, they have these different displays nowadays, and look at this thing. It shows wild food here, and it shows nuts and berries and fruits and veggies and such. And then it shows zoo food, and it's nuts and berries and fruits and veggies and such. And then it's danger food, sodas, hot dog, popcorn, you know. Do you know that we feed our animals better than we feed ourselves? We feed our pets better than we feed ourselves. We feed our cars better than we feed ourselves. You get a car and they say, look, gasoline goes in that hole, oil goes in that one, antifreeze mixed with water goes in that one. You don't mix them up. You put gas in that one, oil in that one, and antifreeze and water in that one. You don't combine them together. If you're out of gasoline, you don't go put chocolate milk in there and assume it's going to run, right? I mean, we feed our cars better than we feed ourselves. We feed our animals better than we feed ourselves. Well, most folks do. Check this camel out, drinking a Pepsi. Watch this. Come on, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. Ah. He says that's really, really good. Here's this camel drink. This guy didn't feed his pets better than others feed, you know. But nevertheless, this guy, he really liked his Pepsi. But by and large, they don't eat or drink that way, okay? Most folks know that, right? Hey, let me ask you, speaking of eating and drinking, are you average? You know, the average human being, the average person in America, we drink 30,000 sodas in our lifetime. We eat 170 pounds of refined sugar, 5,000 donuts, 4,000 candy bars, 12 whole 3,000-pound cows, 3,000 clams and fish and other aliens from the sea, 6 whole pigs, 3,000 chickens, 30,000 quarts of milk, 30,000 aspirin, 20,000 drugs, 2,000 gallons of alcohol. But we'll skip that one. Anyway, we get absolutely no exercise. The nutrition count is down. The fat count is up. The calorie content is up. And people sit in front of TV and watch dysfunctional people all day long for a lifetime. And we wonder why we have dysfunctional people all over the place. And kind of spelling it right out, isn't it, as a matter of fact? Hey, in the original creation, I mean, come on, before the flood, folks, they're living hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, they're over 900 years in many cases. And then the flood happens and lifespans drop off, 600, 400, 200, 100. Today, if you live to be 100 years old, you get pretty famous. Willard Scott will put you on the Today Show. Happy birthday, Mary Smith, 104 today, right? I mean, we don't live that long anymore. But in the original creation, that was not a problem. So people say, well, when did it change? What happened? Well, Genesis 6, 7, 8, God says, Noah, build a boat. Make it a big one, huh? And lots of animals. Get two of every kind. Don't worry, I'll send them to you. Seven of some of them. And get them on this boat. And he floods the earth, and the floodwaters recede in chapter 8. That's a cool chapter. We'll get into Wednesday. But then chapter 9, they're getting off the ark. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moveth upon the earth, upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. God says, Noah, get off that ark. Have lots of babies. And oh, by the way, be careful. The fear and the dread is now instilled. Folks, it was not that way before the flood. It was not that way. As a matter of fact, the next verse, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as a green herb, have I given you all things. God says, oh yeah, by the way, Noah, just like I gave you all the green stuff, look, if it moves now, you can eat it. And meat eating became okay. Folks, that's after the flood. Now, this is absolutely amazing. That makes perfect sense to me when you stop and consider. But you know what? Now, I understand there are dietary laws and such put down later in Scripture. I understand that. But in a nutshell, now think about it. Would it be a very good boat ride if it wasn't a vegetarian creation prior to that time? And the fear and the dread was already there. Folks, that issue was not there yet. In the original creation, that wasn't that way. That stuff came after the flood. And we need to understand that because this is a very important issue. Things come full circle back together here in a minute. And today, creepy crawly critters tickle the world's palate. Caterpillars and grub worms and grasshoppers and some disgusting things, you know. People eat disgusting things. Look, if you want to eat caterpillars and grub worms and grasshoppers, go ahead, okay? But please do not invite us out for dinner, all right? We'll go to Burger King that night or something. But, I mean, the point is, Ooh, that's probably the same stuff over there, isn't it? You know, yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is the same thing. But anyway, folks, in the original creation, it was just different. That's all there is to it. It was different back then. You know, now today, let's go back and let's think this dinosaur thing through for just a minute. Let's think of it. In the original creation, it was a perfect, friendly, and vegetarian creation. Everything was getting along. Everything was fine. Can you imagine you could run and play with the dinosaurs? You could have a grand old time. And people say, no way. No way. Why not? Why not? We run and play with all sorts of animals even still today. Why not a dinosaur, as a matter of fact, in the original creation? All sorts of animals, friendly, vegetarian, all that kind of thing, not a problem. In the original creation, you could play with the dinosaurs and run with the dinosaurs and feed the dinosaurs and play with them and all that kind of stuff. You help Mama Dino raise her babies and have a grand old time. People say, no way, that's not possible. Well, why not? We help all sorts of animals raise their babies and feed them and tend them and all sorts of seemingly wild animals. Why not a dinosaur back in those days? That would not have been a problem. You could help Mama Dino raise her eggs and have a grand old time. Could you imagine the workload you could get done with a team of these guys helping you out to do the job? You know, not a problem. In the original creation, not a problem. All sorts of different issues would have been different than what we experience today. We use all sorts of animals to help us to carry a workload even still today. And it would not have been a problem in the original creation. You remember Robert Wadlow? Robert Wadlow, when he was that tall like that, 8'11" tall, Robert Wadlow weighed 490 pounds looking like that. Now, let me run something by you, folks. It takes weight to move weight. We have a little place up in northern New Hampshire, and we have a driveway. Our driveway is 700 feet long. And it has this little S-curve in it, and it's at a 17% grade. Now, they warn truckers, you know, use lower gear, 6% grade, and all that kind of stuff. And so they warn them, you know, use the lower gear so you don't tear things up and don't run away and all. We're at 17% grade. Well, we wanted to get our motorhome up to the top. We'd bought this motorhome, and these two stones right here, well, I guess it wasn't that thing. It physically wouldn't fit through those two stones right there. So one of them had to go. So we're digging this thing out, you know, using the tools that we have available to us. We're using a pick and a shovel and a, you know, car jack and trees and all sorts of different things and moving this thing millimeters at a time. We're just barely budging this thing along. Well, finally we got this thing moved. This picture is a little deceiving. It's about a 6-foot stone, about the size of that table right there, as a matter of fact, going down into the hole there. And it took days and days and days for us to work that thing out of the ground. Well, that's just a stone that size. You know, here's a stone right up here. That's a good-sized stone. Wonder how it got up there. Here's a stone right here. That's a big rock right there. I wonder how it got up there. And it's all there. Hey, here's a family of four, you know. That's some pretty good-sized stones up there. How did they get up there? You know, today we use all sorts of machines to help quarry stuff out and all. In the original creation, they didn't have that kind of stuff to help. How did they do that stuff? You know what, folks? With a team of dinosaurs, you could move that stuff, not a problem. These kind of machines right here, they do an excellent job of moving stuff. You know, we had a neighbor who's a mile and a half away, about 2 miles away from us. He's a logger. And we asked him one day, he said, could you come up and knock a place out I'll clean it up, but just rough it out, knock it over and clean us out a spot up here where we could put a garage up and have some picnic tables out or whatever. And so he comes up here, and, you know, Paul was a whopping 2 years old at the time, and he says, Daddy, I got a plastic chainsaw and a plastic shovel and a plastic lawnmower. He says, I'm pretty sure I can drive that thing. I said, okay, Paul, just be careful of the house, buddy. You know, don't knock it down the hill. I mean, these machines are amazing. I mean, these huge stones, you know, they can pull them right out of the ground. We were doing a seminar in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has this Interstate 99 that they're building, new Interstate 99 they're building, and they have one of the job foremans. They have this massive machinery out there, and one of the job foremans of this project said, you want to drive a track hole? He said, let's go to my work. And so we did, and boy, you talk about some awesome things. Here's Paul standing here. Look at the size of this bucket right here. And here's Paul standing in the wheel of this thing right here. Massive machines. This guy gets in this thing and fires it up, says, let's play. You know, it's fun, you know. But hydraulics is an awesome thing. It's an amazing thing. Back in the original creation, they didn't have that stuff. With a team of these guys to help you move your load, whatever the case may be, that would not have been a problem. You can move whatever you want to move, put it wherever you want to put it. Lift up your eyes on high and behold who hath created these things. Folks, God has made some amazing stuff when you stop and consider it. Amazing creatures. And what's really sad to me, what I just find absolutely, it's just sad, it's heartbreaking. We go to Christian schools and homeschool meetings, have those all the time. We have a homeschool meeting here tomorrow. But I go to Christian schools all the time, and I've had as many as K through fifth graders. A lot of times we'll break them up in K through fifth and then 6th through 12th or whatever. I have had as many as 650 K through fifth graders at one time. And I'll ask the kids about the dinosaurs. What kind of dinosaur do you see? What kind of dinosaur do you like? And all the kids love the dinosaurs. And the first two that they always call is the long neck and the T-Rex there. And I'll ask them about the dinosaurs. All the kids know about their dinosaurs. The kids know about their dinosaurs from an evolutionary perspective. Very, 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 very seldom do they ever learn from a creationist perspective about the dinosaurs. And I find that just really sad. They don't know how to make sense of what the Bible says. But Isaiah 11 says, the wolf also shall dwell with a lamb, and a leopard shall lie down with a kid, and a calf and a young lion and a fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. A little child lead a lion? Hey, mommy, 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 look at the big kitty I found, mommy. Can I keep him? And mommy says, yeah, you can keep him. Put him out in the backyard and give him some grass. Well, the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Folks, just the way it was in the original creation, God's going to fix it back up again. It's going to be an awesome thing. The lion and the lamb will lie down together again. It's going to be an incredible and an amazing thing. And if God cannot fix it back up to something it was never up to in the first place. And notice, friendly and vegetarian, just like originally. It's going to be an awesome thing, as a matter of fact. The lion and the lamb will lie down together again. And in the beginning, God created even the dinosaurs. And folks, I think we ought to give God the credit and the glory for the dinosaurs. These things are amazing creatures when you stop and think about it. They're absolutely incredible animals, and we just don't think of God and dinosaur in the same breath. But we certainly should. We absolutely should. But anyway, as we wrap it up, remember my wife has a table out here. We've got books and DVDs and CDs and audio tapes and videotapes and an offering box. And we appreciate your help. If you want to write a check, you can make a check to a creation seminar. We appreciate your help. This is how we survive. We don't accept pay from a church. And if you can help us, we appreciate that. And we have some stuff out there for you to see. If you didn't make it out tonight, or if you did and you were rushed through to see the museum, come out and see that an hour early tomorrow. We'll be at 6:30 back out there again and open for an hour. And we just ask, please don't touch. You know, a lot of the stuff is very fragile. It's all glued down. It's out in the open. It's glued down so you can reach it. And if you touch some of the stuff, it's very fragile and some of it will break. So we just ask you to please be careful with that kind of stuff. But as we wrap it up, I just want to give you a quick challenge on something, folks. Because I don't know, the time is urgent, you know? I mean, the clock is ticking away as far as our lives go. And let's think about it now. Look at this picture up here. Here are two pictures of fossils of fish eating little fish. Actually, this idea of a fish in a fish is really quite a common find, as a matter of fact. But let me run something by you here. Look at these two pictures up here. This is kind of amazing. The big fish are eating the little fish. Or the little one's a dentist. It's kind of hard to tell for sure, but one thing we can be absolutely sure of, especially in the case of the big fish did not think he was going to die that day. They were in the middle of a lunch, and something happened. You know, I mentioned this morning, I was a paramedic, and I have had my hands in every kind of violent death that you can imagine. Now, I don't want to take too much time or gross you out too much, but folks, I want to tell you this because it's important. We had a call one time. If there was a rodeo, I mean, you know, South Texas rodeos, they kind of go hand in hand, right? If there was a rodeo, we would just send ambulances there because they're going to call us anyway, so you might as well just be there, you know? They're going to call. So we get out here, and this guy, he's going to win the big belt buckle, you know, the big prize money. You're on this bull for 8 seconds. The clock starts counting down. Well, anyway, this guy comes out of this chute, you know, and he's hooting and hollering. The stands go crazy, you know? Everybody's just enjoying this thing. Well, this bull gets a little too close to this fence. At the 6-second mark, gets up too close to the fence. And the bull knows the routine, you know. He knows he's not done yet. The band's still tight and all. So anyway, the guy's leg got hung up on the fence. The guy's body went with the bull. This guy's leg from about right here, mid-back, just beneath the shoulder blade down, back, rear end, leg, the whole bit is hanging on the fence. The guy's body went with the bull. Literally ripped him apart. He let out a scream didn't even sound human for about 2 seconds. He was gone. We had a call, 13-year-old boy got hit by a car, a little pickup truck. And he was on a little motorcycle thing. And it was going so slow when they hit, the bike and the boy went right underneath that truck. That truck rolled that little 13-year-old boy up in a ball about that big backwards. There was nothing, when we got there, there was nothing on that ball that looked like it ever used to belong on a human being, much less the fact that that's a 13-year-old little boy there. We had a girl, a 20-year-old girl on a jet ski and a motorboat went over the top of her and just filleted her open. And I mean, from head to toe, every violent stuff. I mean, some extreme stuff. Car crashes and plane crashes and pedestrians getting hit by trains and all sorts of extreme violent stuff. I mean, you can imagine some of the most bizarre, wild stuff. And one thing that every one of those calls have in common, just like these right here, these pictures, they did not think they were going to die that day. Those folks were out having a grand old time. That guy's out winning some prize money at a rodeo contest, you know. These people are out driving through the hill country of Texas, just having a nice little, kind little, sweet little drive through town and doing all sorts of different things. And just that quick, their plans changed. They were not planning on that event happening. My son, today, we're at the restaurant for lunch. He's having an enchilada, and he's choking on this enchilada. Geez, you know, it went down and halfway down, halfway back up, and he's trying to get this stuff back out. And I mean, had he been eating a meal, had we taken that home and he was eating in the motorhome by himself while Dana and I were in here, he'd be dead before we got back to the motorhome. I mean, you don't know when your time is up. We do not know when our time is up. We were doing a seminar one time, 600 people in the audience, a little over 600 people. Fella all the way in the back tomorrow night during the session has a stroke. Tomorrow night during the session in the church. And we don't know when our time is up. But one thing we can be sure, we've got plans. Oh, we got plans. You know, we've got work to do. We've got games to play. We've got, you know, deer blinds to build. We've got hunting to do. We've got golf to play. We've got all sorts of plans, you know. We've got to send the kids through college. We don't know we're going to get out these doors here tonight, if you get right down to it. Folks, it's incredible. Plans change just that quick. There's no question about it. Thou fool, the Lord says, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Folks, there are a lot of souls that are required every night. In fact, they're installing a Presbyterian minister in Arkansas, and they're laughing, waving, smiling, and having a grand old time, and kaboom, dies right on the spot. Hey, we were down in Georgia and went to Ty Cobb's grave. He's a pretty famous fella. He's gone. Hey, we went and saw Martin Luther King Jr. He's a pretty famous guy. Gone. We went and saw Ben Franklin's grave. He's a pretty famous fella, and he's gone. We went and saw Abraham Lincoln right there in the walls. His family's all right in there, and Abraham Lincoln right there in that box. Famous guy. He's gone. We went and saw Daniel Boone's grave. Pretty famous fellow. He's gone. Hey, how about Dale Earnhardt? Come on, everybody in the country knows the name Dale Earnhardt. I mean, this pretty famous fellow. He's gone. How about female-wise? Princess Diana, the Queen Mum, you know, famous people. Mother Teresa. Gone. 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 It's appointed a man once to die. We're all going to check out. And when we check out, it's over with. How about David Koresh? He's a pretty famous fellow for a while. David Koresh. And you remember going out, I mean, you remember seeing the thing going on, you know, the Waco thing and everything. Here's Dana and Paul standing over this school bus. They had this buried school bus in the ground. Chilling to go see all this stuff, man. It's just incredible. David Koresh, pretty famous fellow. Gone. 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 It's appointed a man wants to die. And everybody's going to leave a legacy. Is our legacy going to be... We were the guy that had the best bowling score in town. Bowled 4 300s in a row. Yeah, everybody's famous for that, you know. Everybody knows the guy for that. Well, I was the guy that had the biggest house up on the tallest hill. Very famous fellow for that, you know. Oh, yeah, I was the big banker in town. Oh, the kind pharmacist in town. Everybody's going to be remembered for something. Are we going to be remembered for what we did for the Lord while we were here? Folks, all too often, people that name the name of Christ, when they're gone, there's really not much legacy as far as what did they do for God? And that's really sad when you think about it, you know? But more than 12,000 people every hour check out of life. 12,000 people an hour. Most are lost, busting hell wide open. Well, what if you died tonight? What if your time was tonight? Are you ready to stand face to face in front of God tonight? Because we don't know when our time is up. But when it's up, it's up. And there's nothing we can do to change that. You know, Jesus answered, said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again. Folks, you must be born again to enter or see the kingdom of God. Except you be born again. The Bible says you must be born of water and of the Spirit. There's no way around that. Absolutely no way. It doesn't say what's a pretty good idea or it's a suggestion. You must be born again. Are you born again? Do you even know what that means? All too often, Christianity in America today, it is so messed up and so watered down. You know, have you ever thought about some of these verses where the Lord is...
We'll be hearing more from creation science evangelist Steve Grohman as we play for our listening audience the audio from A Creation Seminar. Listen for it next week. Also, we encourage you to log on to Steve's website at www.creationseminar.net. Make a note and check it out before our next broadcast, www.creationseminar.net.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.